The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being here today. Before I jump on it, I would like to say this is our fun weekend. It's somewhere in the middle of our summer, or near there. And this is the one that everybody goes out and have a good time. So, if you are in the Toronto area or near there, you can go out and check out the many, many festivals that are happening today, this weekend, actually. I know we're almost through it, but still there's time. It's the Caribbean Festival weekend, Caribana, it was called. And go on out, mingle, mix, meet a lot of people. Apparently over 2 million people are planning to go through this on the weekend. So if you're here and you want to see something exciting or have fun or just try different kind of foods, Caribana is out there. Make sure you go out, enjoy it, and be safe. And of course, tomorrow, a Monday, is a holiday here, partial holiday. It's a civic holiday. And certain stores will still be open, but that's not our show. We're talking about the fact that the events will still be continuing tonight and as well as partway through tomorrow. So you still have a lot of time to go out and enjoy some of it. There's a Rib Fest that's happening. A lot of activities, bands are playing, everything's going on. You get online, you're there already. So just punch in Toronto Activity and you'll see a whole bunch of fun things to do. Go out and enjoy it after the show. Okay, so thank you for coming. What we do here is we raise you to a higher level of consciousness. Consciousness, what is it? It's what it's like to be you. Be the full you. When you're in a conscious state and you're at a higher level of consciousness, you will know thyself. And there is no judgment. There is only one truth. And depending on who's telling the story, it still resorts back to the original fact that there is only one truth. And everybody has many different roads to get to it, to get to their spiritual sense, to get to the God that exists. There is a God, many different levels of God. We are one of them, and we're all connected. This is impossible for you to see with the naked eye, the connectivity that exists between us and the spiritual being or the spiritual side of this world. When you leave the body, and you will, the cord will be severed from the body. You, the soul, will continue. Once that cord is severed, you are no longer attached to the body. If you've ever heard anybody talk about NDE, near death experience, they're talking about still being connected somehow to the body, and they could go back into the body. You'll hear a lot of them say they were out of the body. They could see the body, and you know, they're in the room, and they don't, they're not coherent to have conversation with the people that are still full bodied and still alive, but they're there, they can hear all the conversations. However, if they were to go to the other level where they are now transferring into the past life, into the sort of the other life, then the cord will sever from the body. Once that happens, there's no reconnecting it. The only way for you to experience a body again is wait for your other tour of duty to come back and experience it. So the near-death experience people, they do tell the truth of being outside of the body and then being clinically dead or no vital signs for minutes or very long periods of time, or probably in a coma or something like that. But that entire time that they were doing that, they were still connected into the body. connected to the body, and once that cord is severed, you will not return to it. It is no longer yours. From there, you move back into your spiritual life. You move back into the other side. The body stays here. Nothing leaves here, except you could bring a memory back into the life of what you've experienced in the past. A lot of us like to call that birthmarks, and that's what you will see. If you were consciously aware of other people in the room as you are leaving your body, or wherever it is, in the car, on the back, I don't know, wherever it may be, maybe at home in your own bed, if you are consciously aware of other people being there at the time, and you were to lose focus or contact with the person, people, guides, sources, souls that has come to collect you, once you lose that focus from them and you were to jump back into trying to communicate or have contact with the physical bodies that is still in that room, you will lose the guides that has come to collect you. This is how you become a ghost, because you don't have a body anymore and you don't have a journey way back to the spiritual life. For those who wanted to understand how the ghost syndrome or the ghost things will come about, you have somehow missed your ride home and you're abandoned, and then they call you a ghost. You're not an evil, it's not an evil thing. And I often hear stories of how horrible these ghosts are, but that's not the case, because they're no longer able to do mean physical things like we can with our human bodies. Just thought I'll tell you that. So yeah, do I believe there's a ghost out there somewhere? Lots of them, and they could be around for very, very, very long time. And then eventually, some way, somehow, they make their way back. They're not able to come back to the physical bodies. Maybe Dracula did, I don't know. But I don't think he's real either. So you're not able to come back to the physical body, so you're stuck between the two worlds. And this is how you will hear about somebody seeing a ghost. I'm not sure yet if it's possible. You definitely feel them. I'm not sure yet if it's possible, and you could definitely see their presence. They don't have hands, so they can't be throwing tables and beds around unless you're watching The Exorcist. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. What we do is we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We want everybody to wake up, realize that you're a lot bigger than you think you are. You may see yourself as a grain of sand, or you may see yourself as a drop of water, but you are still connected to the universe. You are still a part of the universe. You are the universe. You're huge. You're not just a peak that sticks up out of the water where there's an iceberg involved. You are all of it. It's an entirety. You need to understand exactly how big you are and how important you are and how all of us are connected. There is a silver cord that attaches every single living soul that's on this planet, unsevered. Not possible. That's your lifeline. If you can ever, if you've ever seen a baby that's coming for the first time in their coming to birth in the first time, they're attached to this umbilical cord. Imagine this umbilical cord being a silver cord, and it's invisible, but that's the connectivity that we have to our gods that make us who we are. Welcome to the show. I hope you will enjoy it. What we do here is talk about spirituality, and we get deep into explaining exactly who we are and a path down this journey, down this path of understanding thyself. You will know thyself, and in doing all of that, you could reach your destiny, because this is where we will end up. We've come here for a reason. And not knowing thyself or not knowing our purpose will give us a very difficult time in finding our destiny. So first, find out who you are. Know thyself. Every piece of equipment that is required to bring you to that level came with you as like a travel guide or a package that you have within yourself. Look within, you will find it. It is there. And from there, you can ask all the questions that you will get the answers to. Once you are connected or more connected to the physical, to the spiritual side, you have a much better way of hearing or feeling or reacting to the instructions that's being given to you. Intuitively, you're connected. It's innate. You can't undo it. You can't cut that string. I think it was a cartoon many years ago when they talked about mythology, about the gods coming to the earth. And in order for them to do that, they had to cut that cord, something like that. I'm going back to grade 8, and it's a long time ago. So we cannot separate. We're all attached. We're all a part of. The differences between you and anybody else you may meet is probably the culture in which they were raised, or even the things that they were taught, or the path that they're following in life based on how it was laid out for them, maybe by past ancestors, on maybe religions and all these things. But beneath it all, we're all the same. We all have the same common denominator. We're spiritual beings that's connected, and we're all one. The person that you may choose to fight or argue with and not get along with, you are connected to that person. And there's a good chance that person probably came here with you to annoy you. Well, I'm just saying that because you could be the annoyance. You might not know it. Anyway, so we are connected. We're all the same. We're all here. All that is within you to find. And you should find yourself and understand your destiny, and you will know where you're going. Welcome to the show, everybody, from wherever you are in the world. The new listeners, as long as my longtime supporters and listeners, I respect the fact that you choose to take this path, and I hope that you will stay with it till you find out where you're trying to go. This is not leading you down my path, because you can't do that. I am here for another reason. You will have to find your own way through life. Nobody, and I've said this many times, will come to rescue you. This is not how it works. You are here. You did choose at some point to stay for the long haul, the medium haul, or the age relatively quick, anyhow you slice it. But if you were here till, you know, birth till 20, maybe somewhere in the mid 20s, you're thinking that this is the quick exit, and you did choose that way and time, and the method may happen. You might see it as a auto accident, but it probably won't be that. It is just the method in which somebody had chosen to get out. If you were in your, say, 20s to maybe 50s, and then you're more likely to go in the ill method, you're something's wrong, something that you're sick, and you will go that way. And notice a lot of people around the time of leaving will start preparing for it without consciously being aware of it. You're in level 3, and you're unaware of it, but you are somehow prepping for leaving, because at some level you do know that. And if you've taken the long haul, decide to stay until you're in your older years, of course you will die from old age, or something happens to you as you are older, and that was the path of exit that you chose towards the end. And it's incredible to note that just days before you go, you're all in the good mood. You may call the relatives and have a friendly chat with them, because you've accepted the fact that you are going to go. Though you're here, you're coherent, and you are hopefully speaking the same language as the people you're communicating with that are here in the physical body, you are still days away, and you're happy. You're happy, happy to go home, because going home is what you want to do. Thank you for being here, everybody. Thank you for being a part of the show. Like I said, the longtime listeners, the new listeners, everybody who's listening, welcome home. You're listening to Barrington. And today, of course, we're talking about your destiny. I had an email early this week I was looking at, and somebody was asking, how do you find your destiny? How do you fulfill your destiny, was the exact words. And I said earlier that it's a process, right? You're not just going to jump up tomorrow morning, go bang and nail it. Is if you wanted to have this great physique, you had to go probably to a gym or some form of exercise and work at it for a very long time. And you will notice gradually as you're doing this, things are starting to change in your body. And you do it longer and things will change. And you do it longer and all of a sudden you do have this great physique that you've been looking for, or whatever kind of body you're looking for. Same thing falls true if we're dealing with talking about your spiritual journey through life. You will start something and hopefully stay with it, be consistent with the effort. And as you start to journey along a spiritual path, you will notice that you are not interested in certain things, much like the body. You'll notice that, you know, it's firming up, or it's bulking up, or something is happening. And then you stay with it. Eventually, you will separate yourself from a lot of the things that doesn't represent who you are, the true self. And as you progress and you go further, of course, you're going to get into a lot of the meditative methods in which you could use to develop your spirituality. One of them being yoga, the physical yoga. Any sort of yoga will do that for you, as well as meditation that will do that for you. And as well as breathing. If you were to focus on the air coming into the body and then it goes back out to the body, you are meditating and you're teaching the brain how to be focused on something individual, opposed to the many, many different chatters you will get as you journey through life. We say wake up. We say wake up. Understand who you are. And we challenge you to stand up. Our destiny can only be reached once we know thyself. The cord that connects you to a spiritual existence is with you all the time. Your spiritual guides has come to guide you. They're constantly in communication with you. We're not connected enough or not raised high enough on that conscious level bar for us to hear or understand or feel what they're trying to instruct us to do, which is often what we've come to do. That was the purpose. We may have forgotten it, because we go through this amnesia every time you come into the child. The baby is going to cry because he was huge at the other side. He now has to conform to this little package and start the learning process again, like, you know, not to pee his pants and then eat food and, you know, chew without teeth. And he's learning through all these things again. And it's, you can imagine that could be very frustrating, but he is coming only to pass through that stage of the baby to develop into becoming a big human being, if he's taken the long path. So they will cry. And it's not necessarily that something's wrong. They're just trying to adjust to the new body. If you know who you are, if you know who you are, you will instantaneously know your purpose. And with the purpose, of course, you're going to aim down that direction and find and do or be a part of the destiny. But you have to know thyself. You have to know to find your purpose. And once those two has lined up, you're ready for the destiny. And it'll tell you. There's a part of me this life that I understand. Could be confusing at times, but I realize for as far back as I can remember, and I remember the first time I had any introductory to this spiritual world, I was 7 years old when I made a wish and it came through instantaneously. At that point, I said, damn. You guys, I didn't say you guys, but damn, that was quick. And at that moment on, from seven till now, I realized there's more. There's absolutely more. And when I made that conscious realization, more kept coming. Now, whether or not it would have in the, you know, if I didn't wake up at that seventh year of life, but regardless, more showed up. more proof, more evidence, showed up to say, yeah, there is more to this than we know. Now, being raised in a very religious home, sometimes you just keep it to yourself. You don't say it. You heard something and you realize, or you're getting this teaching or something that isn't necessarily meshing with the ones you were being raised with. And the minute you utter the words, like, you know, you saw a red apple fall out of the big sky, as an example, of course, somebody in that sector where you live will say, that's, you're crazy. And then you start questioning yourself, but that's not where we're going. That's not the show. The show is about, I was consciously aware of the more at 7. Now, the reason I was telling that story is that for as far back as I could remember, the people that were around me were the ones that I thought I needed to be friends with because they seemed to be alone and they've gone through some sort of trauma. And I thought nothing of it. You would protect everybody from the bully, or to be a friend to the person who was sitting there by themselves, not being, you know, a part of anything. And that's been my entire life. Now, at this stage of life, I realize the majority of the people that's in my everyday life has gone through some sort of trauma in their younger days, or some sort of abuse in their younger days. And somehow we find each other. Somehow they're in my life. As if I'm a light in a dark alley, and that's the analogy I got many years ago. And the light is just to be. Just to be. You lit the path and the journey is visible, and people will just take it on their own without fear. So the majority of the people that I meet in my life today, I've met total strangers that told me their entire life, some very personal and deep. And at the end of it, they'll say, I've never told that to anybody before. Years ago, I would wonder why. Well, why me? But now I understand it's the path that I'm on, and I hear those things all the time. We're going to get into that a little bit deeper. We're talking about destiny, and we want you to know how to find yours, or to find your purpose. But before we get on to the next bit, let's find out if anybody wants to send us an email.
All right. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken, and your host is Barrington. You could write to us right now, and our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Gertie wrote to us. Barrington, when you say be the full you, I've heard you use that several times. I'm not sure what you mean. However, is it possible to be a half you or a quarter you? What do you mean by be the full you? That's from Gertie. Hannah wrote in. What actually is a soul? That's from Hannah. Jerry wants to know, are the gods always increasing the population on our planet for some specific reason? Think about from day one how many literally billions of people have died and left this planet. If they all come back one or more times, are those the people that are increasing the planet, or are new people constantly coming here? And who makes that decision? That's from Jerry. Isaac writes in, when we do come back, such as reincarnation or whatever you want to call it, do we come back as the opposite sex that we served on this earth now, or do we come back as something totally different, such as an animal or a tree, a plant, an insect, etc.? That's from Isaac. And Colleen writes in, you say welcome home, but where is home? If home is here, aren't we here already? That's from Colleen. And back to you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so Colleen, we're going to jump on yours first. Home is where the soul lives. It's not the brick and mortar that you're speaking to me from. home, that's your where you're hanging out. You're actually on a vacation there, and you fashioned it in for the likings that you have, probably. However, home is where the spiritual life lives. Spiritually, you're still connected to the other side. We've come through to this side so we can get a body and do stuff. And I'm going to use this one bird to kill one stone to kill these two birds by saying that when you're coming back into this world, you're not coming as a man and a woman, or a woman, a female or a male. You're coming in as a spiritual existence. You're coming as a spiritual being. When you choose a body, that body will have its own gender. And that's where we make the diverse or the switch. You're not bringing any memories back with you. You may have some from a past life, but you're coming in here this life at this turn to do something that is a purpose, which is what we're talking about today. So going to Colleen's question as to where home is the spiritual existence where your life lives. So pretend that you're on this vacation for however many years you've been here, and then you're going to return home to your spiritual place. I say welcome home to everybody, just to remind them of this beautiful place that we've come from that has only love and no judgment, because we cannot bring that with us there, and it doesn't exist. But when you get here, all hell breaks loose, no pun intended. Okay, and that answers the question too. Isaac, you choose to say what you want to be in this life. That was a conscious decision that you made as you were a conscious being. You don't come back as the same sex, and no, you don't come back as a horse, as people will have you believe, or snake, or, oh my God, a cockroach, but you don't. But all these things are still the life that exists, and they still have the very same life as you. However, once you've chosen to become this human being, you stay here and you elevate yourself at every turn or every tour of duty, if you want to call it that. You have learned something new. You've come for the experience, and you graduate in different levels of consciousness. So depending on how many visits you've had here, you have the choice to choose not to come back. There are other worlds out there. Please don't ask me about those. There's other worlds out there, and consciously choose to come to this life, this side. You wanted to have the human experience. And of course, many different levels of doing that will raise your consciousness. A lot of what we talk about on here will teach you how to get to that higher level of consciousness where you can obviously journey into your destiny. Jerry, you're asking about the population on this planet and who's making it increase. I think it was in November the 11th, in 2011, in November, sorry. And they were saying a lot of people were coming to this planet. A lot of people were coming here in a spiritual world. They wanted to see, sort of like going to a graduation, sort of like going to a grand finale of something. And I'm not saying that because the earth is going to end. I'm saying that because something big is happening. Great shifts is going on as we speak about, you know, what's going on our planet. I think we were governed by the Pisces and up until that point, and the Aquarius took over. So now if you follow astrology, you'll see that we will be under the rules of Aquarius. I think I'm saying that right. For the next 46,000 years, most of us won't be here. I don't think I'll be here in that body, but I'll probably be doing something else if I choose to come back. The population increases because more people want to be here. And when you look at when you look at the longevity of the Earth being here, why is the population seems to be increasing? Well, we're living a lot longer because of the modernization of medicine and things like that. And of course, we're not having as many wars as we've had in the past. So the population is continually growing. And now there's more people here than there were at any given time that we're familiar with in recent history. But the population is growing because more people just want to be here for whatever their purpose may be. And of course, we're creating a whole bunch of new jobs that didn't exist a very, very long time ago. Anyway, I just thought I'd say that. So, Anna, you wanted to know what is the soul. I think I may have touched on that in answering the other questions, but it is the livable part of you that comes from the other world that comes here to merge with your physical body to make you a human being, to make you who you are. It is the spiritual side of you. It's the life that exists. And if you could sit there and twitch your fingers, you will see, or wave them or something, you'll see them moving around simply because you've taken them a thought from the mind, and you told the brain what to do, and the brain is doing it. But all of that has a connect line, a cord that connects you to the soul. You are not the body. I wonder if you've heard that before. You are not the body. You are the you are just a part of the body, much like you drive in your car. You are just the driver of the car. And a car gets to a certain age, or a truck, or even a bicycle, you cannot carry it anymore. You have to lay it down, as we do the body, and then we move on. Being yourself, being you, I'm sorry, Gary, could you repeat Gord's question for me if you have it there?
Sure. Who did you want?
Was it Gordy?
Gertie. Gertie says, about half life and full life, what's the difference and what does it mean?
Okay. Thank you. Half life and full life. We're not living to our full potential, if that's what you're referring to. We're not anywhere near what we could be, what we could become. We're not anywhere near. So we're not really doing what we're supposed to be doing. A lot of us, we're just riding out. And most of us don't think we're bigger than they see in the mirror. You know, to compare it is, try to imagine your entire body was the size of the tip of your smallest finger. And that's what we're looking at. We're focused on that one part and choosing to ignore the rest of it, which is a lot more, which is the same as saying that we're not living it to our full potential. Half a life, full life, you know, we can live a lot better just knowing more about who we are, if that's the question. Also, when we talk about the half a life and stuff like that, some people choose to come for a quick visit, you know, like going on vacation for 2 days or the weekend. And others come to stay a little bit longer and want to experience more. And it's all sectored up, and you have many different ways of exiting, and you may choose your exit to get out. You might think it's a car accident because this is what we've told our minds, but that person needed that to get out of his contract and go back home. I hope I answered all the questions you guys are asking. So we're talking about destiny and how to get to it. What I always try to get people to understand is that if you've come for a purpose or a reason and you have it in your mind, you may have forgotten it in transferring into this from the spiritual world into this physical world. You may have forgotten where you're supposed to go. And of course, you can imagine if you leave your house without a destination, what are you doing? You're just wandering around trying to figure out what you're supposed to do, how to do it. If you want to get back on your path, you can find out how to communicate, how to be in contact with the spiritual guide. They will instruct you, but you need to be able to read the language, understand their teachings, and don't push back on them. You will get this, and we call it the gut feelings, but it's not. It's the communication path. We just need to know how to read it properly, and it could never be wrong. They will not tell you to go do this, that is wrong, or participate in that is wrong. The gut feelings, as a matter of fact, if you're about to do something that's wrong, you may hear them speak out and say, I shouldn't be doing this. And that's the instructions. That's the good part. You should not be doing this or do that. We want you to wake up and understand how much you could accomplish, how much you will know, how much you will not need to judge, and you don't care if you're being judged. You clearly understand the other person's opinion of you is none of your business. You're here to do you, and not in a selfish manner. It's not about you, but you've got your own purpose, as the other one over there does. And it's not your duty to judge them. Which is kind of ironic. This week I was doing a lot of reading and I stumbled up on a phrase that says about this very well-known religion that they speak that I'm not here to judge the earth, nor am I to judge you. But the foundation of that concept was built on judgment. If I don't follow your teachings, I don't follow your rules, I'm going to burn in hell, which is judgment. I assure you, there's no such a place, by the way. You've never, ever heard anybody come back after a near-death experience and said they were hanging out with the devil, or they were in hell and they were burning, which always confused me. If you're down there, what is actually burning when you're not with a body and you're not feeling anything because you're not with a body? It's just love after the body, just love. And it's not an emotion either. It is just a state of being. Wake up. Wake up. You want to get the best out of it. You want to know that you didn't take this vacation so you could hang out in the closet in some foreign land instead of experiencing the beauty of everything. If you're in this place stuck and you can't get out of it, go to a part of you that will ask the question of your higher consciousness, your spiritual guides, I'd like to call them, and express to them that you truly desire to make a change. For whatever path that you're on and you're not feeling comfortable, or you're not enjoying it, or it may be costing you pain, you may ask and you will receive, and you will seek, then you'll also find. But you can ask for the help to fulfill your destiny. Their duty as your counsel, as your guide, is to respond to your request. Don't make that request and turn around and say, they'll never do it anyways, because you're confusing them. But if you wanted to spend some time on concentrating on reacting to the gut feeling that you may get, many times you'll take your phone out when it was put away, and within seconds of taking it out, it'll ring. Or that person that you haven't seen for a long time or heard from a very long time will just pop up in your presence because they had sent a previous message, I'm on my way, or I'm calling you, or I'll see you soon. And you did hear the message, you just didn't respond or react to it. You call that a coincidence? Because I don't believe there's such a thing as coincidence. And I've said that many times. We just want you to wake up. Experience life. We talk about your destiny. You want to get there. You want to know what it's all about. It's free. And it's going to free you in ways you don't even know. It's not costing you anything. It is telling you to slow down and smell the roses. Wake up and realize that you're on a very short vacation. Enjoy the sun. Enjoy the ambience. Enjoy everything. Be happy. When you return, you will know right away why you made those decisions. You will truly understand why you went this way instead of that way. You will truly see the pattern that you've taken from day one till day whenever you end or leave. It'll all make sense. There is only one truth. And you're connected to it. We could go on and talk about your karma and the debt you may have to pay back and all these things, but that's not the show for today. Today, we want to say, wake up. Find within yourself, if you choose to at this moment, and a lot of people, of course, will listen to the show and listen to a lot of my shows and will say, okay, sure, they're not there yet. You're not going to be able to see over that fence until you're tall enough. You're not going to understand this at a deep level until you're ready to, when you're prepared. Like these people that just shows up in my life all the time, it was that time. Did we plan to meet at the Starbucks, or should I say the Tim Hortons, at 10:30 Tuesday morning at, 1935? I don't know. I don't know that we made that plan, but it did happen. And it's not a coincidence. So all these things I've been talking about and all the experiences that I've seen, things that's happened in my life, questions, a lot of things that made me question what I was being taught, has pointed out to me all this other life. And now there's many people out there doing research and studies, and scientists are coming now to understand a lot of the things that they didn't know in the past, or admit that they weren't telling the entire truth based on what evidence or support they had. Not faulting anybody. I'm just saying we're at a time right now where we can actually see the change. We are noticing people wanting to experience or explore another division of life, another way of life, a conscious way of life. What I do know about the other side is that regardless of what religion you may follow, what group you're practicing with, whatever you ended up doing on this planet, you will end up in the same place. Because the soul goes back to its home. So everybody is going to end up in the same place. When you get there, everything will make a lot more sense. But like I said earlier, if your intent is to wake up and get the best out of this life, we'll start by being happy all the time. Seeing the fact that your glass is always half full. Practice a humble living life. If it's not true, you don't say it. If it's not yours, you don't take it. If you're doing it and it's wrong, stop doing it. It will change the way you see life. And the more you change, the more your experience, your example of the changes will have impact on other people. If they're tall enough to see over the fence, if you know what I mean. Wake up. Have we got anything else there, sir?
We do. We have three emails, and let's see here. Lance wrote in, very interesting question. He says, the population control of the world, how does it work? Who provides wars, tornadoes, natural disasters, pandemics? Is that a way for equalizing the population? When the population gets too high, these things seem to happen. If it's true, who does this? That's from Lance. Thank you, Lance. And Paula wants to know about your book. I heard that you had a publication out, and I'm just wondering if that is still available. That's from Pamela. And lastly here, Marie writes in and says, you can tell I am from Canada. Happy holiday. That's from Marie. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Marie. And thank you for your your message there. Yes, it is. Is it Canada? No, it's civic holiday. Today is our weekend, a fun weekend, like I said earlier. Happy holidays to everybody who are listening. And take 2 minutes and relax and just enjoy the day. It's beautiful. Go for a walk. See all of nature. Love everything that's out there. And if you're angry with somebody, you're wasting your own time. And if you're carrying animosity, you're definitely wasting your own time. In doing so, you're taking a drink of poison and hoping that the next person beside you will die. See how that can't work. Enjoy the day, enjoy the weekend, enjoy all of life. Happy holidays to everybody anywhere in the world. Even if you're not having a holiday, have one anyways. Yes, Paula, there is a book, Pamela. There is a book out there. It's called Barrington, Awaken and Ascension Guide. It's available at Amazon. It's on the Amazon page, amazon.ca. You'll find it. Actually, I've actually found it on Amazon reg.com as well. So it's out there. You just take a look at it. It aligns you to your true purpose. I hope you enjoy it. If that's your intent is to get one, I hope you enjoy it. It's good reading. I like to flip through it and read every once in a while, just as like a little pep talk, a little buzz to myself, the days when it's raining on my parade, because it does happen to everybody. Okay, so Lance, you have this question about the population controls and who dictates all of this and how does it work and who's in charge of it and all this stuff. So as in general, as life progresses, every once in a while, Mother Nature itself will come together and send out this big broom and it'll do a cleanup. We all see war and killing and all these things as bad. But if we're controlling the population, it's just that we're getting rid of some of the people that are here. And I'm not saying that in a negative sense, and I wouldn't volunteer at all to become the one who's going to leave. However, we do go up and down in population, going up a lot in the last, 100 years or 50 years, whatever. But again, I said earlier, we're not having as many wars. Who's in control of it and how is it being controlled? Well, if we were, let's say, hypothetically speaking, we were the dinosaurs and we ate all the vegetations because there's so many of us, everybody will die. Right, because eventually the carnivores are going to run out of fresh meat, pardon the expression, and the whole cycle will be unbalanced. Nature has its way. Like I said, it sends out a big broom every once in a while and do a cleanup and keeping a delicate balance. But I think who's in control of that was a part of your question. And I think if we're all connected to each other, we all get the same thoughts all the time. Wouldn't we all make that decision? Yeah, there's too many people on this boat. Someone's got to get off because it could be disastrous. Again, let's go back to imagine all the herbivores in the dinosaur phase of life ate all the vegetation. And there's so many of us, so many of them, that you couldn't grow fast enough to sustain the life. So eventually they would die. And of course, if they die, the herbivores will have to die too, because, you know, one feeds the next. You know how that works. So who's in control? We're talking about all of us being connected to the same source. So I would answer your question by saying, if we're all a part of this, we're all a part of this decision, because it's all one. There's no separate group. There's no separate club. There's no separate continent, or there is a continent, but there's no separate people on that continent, or the town next door. One of the most famous things I hear, you know, we're all a part of it. You drive to another town or another city out of the one you're living in, and you'll hear them have something negative to say about the other city that's down the road, or the other country, or the other religion, or we're just being critical of other things that we're a part of. You're a part of it. So when you turn around and you start, you know, bad-mouthing the other city because their team is not good as ours, or they're not, you know, they're a bunch of crazy people up there, they live in the north and we live in the south, or they live east, and, you know, all that stuff, it's, you're really just really criticizing yourself, because you are attached to that and you could never be separated from that. You could separate from the body, but this life and the other life, you're still attached. And I've said in the last couple of shows we've done that the people that are here with you in this life, you had made that agreement to be with that person, however they, whatever role they're playing. Is it your mom? You know, be nice to the kids, because next time they're going to come back as the husband, you know, that sort of thing, or that sort of lifestyle. So I told a story a couple weeks ago about this lady that was complaining. She was a slave girl, and the master was very aggressive with her because she didn't collect her quota for the day that she was supposed to collect, and she got beat by the master or overseer. And she said the very next life she came back as the master, so she can experience that entire unity from both sides. Same thing will happen to us. If we were the one that did the murder, you know what's going to happen to you. And this is because we want to be able to relate to the other side, so you're seeing it on both sides, experiencing it from both sides. And don't kid yourself, we all get a chance to live all the lives that exist. It may take a while, you know, there's what, 6.5 5 billion or 6.7 billion on the planet now, but you would have had that life of luxury as well, as you would have been poor as well, or abandoned or abused as well. And all these things is simply because in order for you to graduate and work up to the higher level of consciousness against in the other world, you need to have the human experience, whatever it may be. And it could take a while to do it. When you're done that, you won't want to, or you won't see the need, because you've graduated. Nobody at this age wants to go back to high school. Unless you're really mad at Mrs. Never mind. So nobody wants to go back to high school. The same way, once you've gone through all the stages of becoming a higher level, level 4, level 5, and then you move up to the God highest level, then you are going to go through this. Now, are we going through higher? Once you've gone to that level, are you going then to another world? That I don't know about. And it, thank goodness, because it's not our show. We're talking about raising you to a higher level of consciousness while you're still here in the human form, in the human body, in the human mind. And for you to experience all that you can, and don't waste the time. You carry regrets. Like I said, you're making a big mistake, because nobody else is feeling that karma more than you. Animosity, the same thing. Grudge, what a waste of time. Useless waste of time. The idea of being human being is to, of course, learn to love all that you can. And as well, I was going through this and I was reading a lot of, there's a really cool website out there called theteachingsofjesus.com. Teachingsbyjesus.com. Check it out. It's really interesting. And it talks about how the teachings of Jesus isn't what we're getting from the Bible. And a lot of it is. A lot of it is. And I don't want to push back on that one. But you also talk about the fact that it was held. You know, the Bible talks about that cord I mentioned that we're really connected to. But I didn't want anybody to jump on the idea that I'm bashing anything. I'm simply saying we could see how translations over the years has changed some of the ideas. But it's interesting. If you have time and you're, I can't pull that word out right now. Anyways, if you're reading that kind of stuff, literature, you might want to check out the website. And it's interesting to see how close we were to knowing it, but it's spelt out in the fact that we're only taking 20% of what the teachings were. One of them being is, don't follow me, because you have to find your own path. Don't follow me. I'm not teaching you to follow me. I'm teaching you to find your own path, to do your own thing. If you're supposed to be a football player and I'm supposed to be a ballerina, I'm not really going to get a lot of wisdom from you for the path that I've chosen. So it clearly states, don't follow me, follow what I'm saying. And he's been by far the greatest teacher that we've known, and man, as man, the greatest. But the information was changed. Anyhow, I just thought I'd throw that in there. Thank you for being a part of the show. I didn't get it. I did mention the book briefly. You can also, if you wanted to, and this week I had some really good questions. I think I answered most of them in the show and just talking. And I welcome you all the time to send your questions out, and I will get to them sooner than later. And I love the questions because they give me this brilliant idea that you are listening and you're taking in the teachings, and hopefully you're finding your own way. There's the key right there. You're finding your own way, because your way isn't designed by me. It is designed by you, by the same source that you're connected to. So you are finding in your own path, not the words I use. I guide you to it, or see me as the light that just shines and show you where the steps are supposed to be made. Your destiny belongs to you, and no one can tell you otherwise. Nobody came here to herd people to follow them. So if they're doing that, they're probably not doing it out of good faith or low ethics or whatever you want to call it. But your journey is your journey and no one else's. Anyway, so this is why we talk about destiny and we talk about consciousness and what does it mean to be conscious. It is what it's like to be you. When you are conscious, you are yourself. Okay? When you're conscious, you are yourself. When you go back, you will realize that you haven't made a mistake. Unless you burnt your food. I don't know. It's probably supposed to be that way. But you haven't made a mistake. There are no such thing as a mistake that you would have made. You didn't come here to be left out. You've come here because you have a mission. And imagine that mission being to solve our problems. Like they say in this teachings of Jesus, he didn't come to judge the world. He came to save the world. And that's because he came from a much higher level of consciousness than your average 3-4 level vibration. So he didn't come to judge it. He's come to save it. Those were the words. Wake up. Find your own path. Please don't follow mine. See what your destiny is going to be and run towards it aggressively. Make that conscious decision in your mind that you will follow a path of spirituality. It's leading you somewhere. No great prize at the end, by the way. When you finish this course, you won't get millions of dollars, if you know, or unless that's what you're really trying to get. But you'll get there and realize you don't need it. So yeah, I don't understand what that's all about. But find your path. Wake up a little bit. Follow your spirituality. It will guide you to it. How do you get into it? Which was one of the questions I got this week. And I mentioned it earlier about if you're doing meditation and you're sitting still and you're allowing yourself to come to a rest, relaxing stage. Oh, by the way, meditating and sitting down is not for everybody. Like I said, there's only one truth, but there's many different ways to get to it. Is if you're traveling from wherever you are to the CN Tower in Canada, you could choose to fly. You could probably swim. If you try hard enough, you could walk. You could ride a bicycle if there's land attached and all these things. But the final destiny would have been to get to that CN Tower. You pick your own method in which you want to get there. Take a boat, fly a kite, hang on to a drone, take a flight. However you get there, we're on the same path towards it. It's not coincidental that all the rivers will flow into the ocean. That's the many different journeys, and some travel for miles while others are probably just short, but they get there and they all get there. So see this teachings and everything that we've learned in life as the river flowing in towards your ocean of spirituality. They all lead in saying that there's more to life than what we've come to understand. If you don't know and you don't believe there's a God, they will remind you that there is, because you may have forgotten. You have forgotten. So when you do forget, you will be reminded. And the question will continually pop up and pop up and pop up until you realize that you are the God. Fulfill your destiny. Work real hard to get to what's going to make your life more manageable and understandable. Understand that what you were being taught along the journey that you're on right now might not necessarily be what it's supposed to be. You could easily be taught to walk up the river stream where everything else in the world is pointing about going down. And you're not going to see the river flowing up away from the ocean, up back into the mountains. It's always going to be the journey that you're on leading you to a spiritual path. Thank you for being a part of the show. It went quick today. I didn't even get to half of the stuff I wanted to get to, but I was loving the fact that you were here. We had a great time. You're home. You're now listening. You're now focused, and you're understanding that there's a lot more to you than you've presented to yourself. Don't give up. Stay consistent. Work towards the greatness. When you reach your arm out or your intention out, they're reaching in to get to you. Follow the gut feelings in the stomach. It cannot be wrong. How many times have you said to yourself, I knew that was going to happen? Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show. Until next week, namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.